The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
I've come to the conclusion that we need to be more concerned about taking ourselves back. Think about that for a while. Taking responsibility for our own lives, walking away from whatever the government seems to think that they need to provide us with. Those are amongst the things we try to talk about in our daily program. Had a long conversation this morning about EBT cards, other things of that nature. I may have shared with you in the past, I 3 years ago took a cruise. In fact, it's just about the time that I left RBN last time. And it was on a Friday, and we got on this cruise ship on a Sunday heading down toward Mexico out of Galveston. And five rather large women of darker pigmentation were on the ship. Up, you know, if you've ever been a cruise, you go up to the cafeteria. It's the only place that's open for eating and drinking before the ship takes off and gets out of the harbor. And this one fat chick just sat there bragging about how I paid for my cruise with my EBT card. Well, that kind of thing ticks me off, because that means my tax dollars, your tax dollars, paid for her to go out and have a good time. Now, she obviously ate pretty darn well, no matter where she ate. But it's more important for us to take our own lives back, take control of our health by looking at natural ways of dealing with those issues, proper diet, proper nutrition, proper exercise, proper supplementation. Keep away from them vaccinations now. Economics we need to look at. We're going to talk about some of that today. Some interesting warning signs are out there. But this particular piece struck me, and it came in late yesterday. I got it at 9 o'clock last night. And for those of you, you've got to be aware of it. Maybe you're not. Sears, of course, merged or bought out Kmart some years ago. And I guess they were just looking for another lower-end outlet to sell their no longer quality made Craftsman tools and their wide range of appliances, etc. Sears has now chosen to part ways with Whirlpool after a price dispute. They will no longer sell Whirlpool appliances after a pricing dispute and changing market dynamics, which have fractured a partnership that stretched back over a century. Sears has been a top seller of refrigerators, washing machines, dryers, and other appliances for decades, but its grip on the market has weakened in recent years. The struggling department store chain has stopped carrying products made by the biggest U.S. appliance manufacturer, Whirlpool, and their product lines include Maytag, KitchenAid, and JennAir appliances. Now, I shared this with some people earlier this morning, and news pops up a couple of hours ago that, well, Whirlpool's stock did not do so well today. Down some, I think, was 10%. Interestingly enough, nowhere in the article did it make reference to the separation between Sears and Whirlpool. But let's face it, they're shutting Sears stores down all over the country anyway. Good evening. Jeff Bennett here. Second hour of the National Intel Report with another installment of Protecting Your Wealth. Well, just remember this. If you've got a Whirlpool washing machine that's working, you can launder your own money. That's sick. I know it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's been interesting since we were together last Thursday. I take a look at some of the headlines. For those who really give a rip, and I don't, Arizona Republican Jeff Flake has announced that he's not running for Senate reelection. Surprise, surprise, you were getting your butt whipped by somebody else and decided you didn't want to spend the money going to the polls. Well, Flake has lived up to his name. He has been a flaky senator. He decided to be taken under the wing of John McCain, who I will not tell you what I openly refer to McCain as. So what did the markets do today? Dow Jones Industrial up another 167, almost 168 points to close at 23,441. S&P 500 up over 4 to close at just shy of 2570. NASDAQ up nearly 12 to close at 65, almost 65.99. Global Dow up 2.83, almost 3 points to close at 29.68. Gold, relatively flat, but it's moving around. In the aftermarket, oil's down a couple pennies at 52.45. Time allowing, we'll talk a little bit more about gold later, or oil in the next, during this hour. But then you scroll down and look at some of these headlines. 7 troubling signs for the stock market. But the Dow surged to a record close, powered by Caterpillar and 3M with their post-earnings rally. Bad news for the S&P. This powerhouse of a sector may be poised for a cool down. Stock market would see a setback if Trump tax package fails, according to BlackRock's Fink. These are the kind of headlights we look at. Markets are over-exuberant as risks mount, according to some economists. Every day, in every way. Over on the metal side, rhodium flat at $1,540 an ounce. It's taken quite a jump here in the last few weeks. Palladium off a dollar at $954. Platinum flat at $921. Jeez, the separation between platinum and gold just keeps on widening. Silver's flat right now at $16.90 an ounce. Gold at $1,276.30. There's been almost no movement in gold since the markets closed some hours ago. There are some things that we look toward facing a potential economic collapse. I don't think it's a matter of potential. I think it is a matter of eventual. And some of these warning signs I share with you could give you anywhere from a few days to a few months of warning that things are about to change drastically, and well before those around you even grasp the full extent of what's going on. Now, I share with you that I hope that this scenario never happens, because it would be the end of the world as we all know it. Once again, these indicators could give us a few days to a few months of warning. First of all, interest rates on U.S. Treasuries, if they begin to go up steeply and or suddenly. Now, the definition of defaulting on its debt means the U.S. government is no longer able to pay the interest on the almost $20 trillion it owes. Well, currently, interest rates are still relatively low, but as they rise, the interest expense gets bigger. And that'll be very difficult for a government that is already deficit spending way beyond its means. So you want to keep an eye on the current rates on Treasuries for two reasons. Increasing rates will require a debt-laden government to borrow more, will accelerate inflation and the date of collapse. Now, that's normally a 6 to 12-month red flag. As of today, rates are slowly rising, although they're still quite low. And secondly, a sudden and sustained spike in the interest rates would indicate that there are fewer buyers of U.S. debt. Without the ability to borrow more money or roll over the existing debt, the U.S. government would have to shut down or do desperate things like stealing from your retirement plan or your bank account. And if and when that happens, get your money out of the banks or markets immediately if it's not already too late. I got a call from a gentleman yesterday. Happens to be a farmer, a rancher. And we talked at length about his specific situation. And we expect to be talking in the next day or so. But he's taken his beef on the hoof to market. And he's got way more money in his account that he wants sitting there. He's getting nervous about it. So when the warnings tell you that the government might steal from your retirement plan or your bank account, by the time they get ready to do that, it's going to be too late to get your money out of the banks. But understand, this is an exceedingly severe red flag. It indicates only weeks, sometimes days, before major financial crisis and economic collapses. I'm not telling you pull all your money out of the bank. We've still got day-to-day expenses we have to deal with. But the fact of the matter is, don't continue to leave all of your holdings in the control of someone else. Number two. What happens if the price of oil goes above $120 a barrel? You remember in 2008, the price of oil hit $146 a barrel in June of that year? Essentially, everything in this planet depends upon oil, food, transportation, heating, cooling, basically every consumer item you can think of. And the world economy cannot sustain high prices of oil without collapse. Once again, we saw that in 08. And by September of that year, we were in a full-blown financial crisis. Now, if the price of light, sweet crude oil rises and stays above $120 a barrel, then you've got a very short period of time before a major financial crisis unfolds. Well, the financial crisis of 08 was solved by atrocious U.S. government spending of more than $1 trillion a year. And that particular solution, I don't believe, is going to be available to use in the next crisis. Does the powers that be have another card up their sleeve for the next crisis? I don't know. But I'm going to assume the answer is probably no. Oh, they always find a way to watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. But how many rabbits can you keep pulling? Food prices. That's one that is a deep, deep concern. It's amongst the reasons that I have for going all the way back to my earliest days in broadcasting in 1995 and 96, began to talk to people about food storage, food preparation. There's some marvelous products out there by some amazing companies. Do your research. Find as much possibly GMO natural stuff you can possibly find, if it's even out there. It's important to do it because you're buying tomorrow's groceries at today's prices. And some of that freeze-dried stuff, I've had some amazing pork chops out of that stuff. Vegetables, soups, stews, a wide range of things. Because when our food prices begin to go up, there is a direct correlation between rioting and the cost of food. It's very simple. When people can't afford to eat, they revolt. They did that in 2010 when food prices soared. Mohamed Bouazizi set himself on fire in Tunisia in December of that year, sparking a series of revolutions throughout the Arab world. Such revolutions are predictable as detailed in numerous writings around the country right now. You see, the level of hunger and desperation in this country has increased in recent years, indicated by the increasing numbers of people on food stamps, increasing strain on local food banks, although it came out today that about 1.5 million fewer people are now on food stamps since Trump took over in the White House. That brings us down from about 47 million to down to about 45.5. It's still an outrageous number of people. According to FeedingAmerica.org, 1 in 6 Americans are dealing with hunger tonight. We're approaching conditions for civil unrest and revolt here in the United States if this continues to go on. Category 5 hurricanes. What happens if one hits Texas City or the Houston area? Did you know that about 30% of all U.S. oil refining is done in a small area called Texas City near Houston? Category 5 hurricane hitting those refineries would cripple diesel production. Without diesel, the vast just-in-time trucking system would come to a crawl. Food, fuel, medicine are the three most crucial items trucked around in this country. And all of those deliveries would be dramatically reduced, drastically limiting their supply. Food inventoried in your grocery stores would only last, if you're lucky, 4 days. I think 4 hours is closer to reality. Delivery of everything else we commonly depend on would come to literally almost a standstill, and prices would skyrocket. And this last one, to me, is a throwback. For any of you who have been listening to the Truth Radio or Alternative Radio, whatever you wish to call us, for any number of years, think back to 1999, this little thing we lived through called Y2K. EMP, what does that mean? Stands for electromagnetic pulse. It's a strong burst of energy that would have the net effect of destroying the electrical power grid. An EMP pulse would either be man-made through a terrorist-induced attack by exploding nuclear devices in the atmosphere above the U.S. or as a result of an intense solar flare from the sun. The net result would be the same, the loss of human life as high as 90% within a six-month period, according to the U.S. government studies, if you can believe them. Now, I got one guy that says, oh, keep an AM radio with charged batteries in a Faraday cage that protects the electronics from EMP pulse. AM radio signals can travel extremely far, and checking transmission from AM radio stations at night is a way of determining. Wait a minute. You know how stupid this comment is? If 90% of the public would be dead in 6 months, who's going to run these AM radio stations that you and I are not going to be able to pick up? Something to think about. Some writers don't think all the way through what they're talking about. And I didn't even think about this until right now. And I shared this in my morning program today. So these are some of the kind of things we're looking at. Now we move on a little bit further, and we talk about this character, this Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin. You know, this is the guy that went down to Fort Knox, took a plane down there with his hot little model actress wife, a government plane, allegedly to go check on Fort Knox. He did a walk around and said, oh, gold's fine. It's okay. The real reason he and his wife went down there was so they could do the horizontal mambo while they were watching the eclipse of the sun or the moon or whatever the heck it was a couple of months ago. And to sit there and say the gold in Fort Knox is fine, it's all he didn't have time to even go in there and check it out. And what would he check out? Cardboard boxes that they're in the shape of a gold brick? Would Oddjob be standing there preventing you from getting in because Goldfinger is still hoarding the goods? I'm being facetious, I know that. But do you know that Steven Mnuchin is a former Goldman Sachs banker? He's threatened Congress with a stock crash if Congress does not pass a tax reform bill. His reason is the stock market surge since the election was based on the hopes of a big cut. Can't come in now, sweetie. Granddaughter coming to see Grandpa. All of this nonsense reminds me of, once again, 2008. When then Treasury Secretary, another former Goldman Sachs guy, he was the CEO. You remember Hank Paulson? Of course, he had his buddy Fed Chairman Ben Helicopter Bernanke. They paraded in front of Congress. They threatened a complete systemic collapse if Congress did not authorize an $800 billion bailout of the biggest banks. They forced the banks to take money, whether they needed it or wanted it or not, because they wanted the banks to be in a position to let the public know that everything is just Jolly Roger A-OK. Here, you need money? We'll loan you money, except for one thing. The banks never loaned the money. They loaned it back to the Fed because they got a better rate of interest on it than they'd get loaning it to you and I. Now, our financial system today is experiencing an asset bubble that is unprecedented in history. It's a bubble that's been fueled by an unprecedented amount of central bank, money printing, and credit creation. We're all aware of the fact the Fed printed more than $4 trillion of currency that was used to buy treasury bonds and mortgage securities, but it also enabled an unprecedented amount of credit creation. And that credit availability has further fueled the rampant inflation in asset prices, specifically stocks, bonds, housing once again, the price of which now exceeds the levels seen in 2008 right before the great financial crisis. Oh, the games that are being played in the real estate market are unbelievable. The number of people I see entering into what I refer to the tail end as the house flipping market. A good friend of mine got involved with that last time, and he and his wife borrowed a ton of money against the equity in her home. And then the market collapsed, and they couldn't maintain the payment on the home. They did not have the income. They never had the opportunity to pick up that house and do a flip, and Craig is an amazing worker. But you might not be aware that central banks outside of this country continue printing money that is being used to buy stocks and risky bonds. The Bank of Japan now owns more than 75% of their own nation's ETFs. The Swiss National Bank holds over, get this, $80 billion worth of U.S. stocks, $17 billion of which were purchased this year. The European Central Bank, in addition to buying member country sovereign issue debt, is now buying corporate bonds, some of which are non-investment grade. Now, you think about that. Why would you buy something that's non-investment grade? Where's the security? Where's the gain? Or do you, if they fail, you pick up part ownership of their deal? I don't know. And so now what we begin to look at is the year-to-date performance of U.S. dollars versus major currencies versus gold price versus major currencies. It becomes interesting. Gold is up year-to-date versus every major currency. It's up about 12% this year. They've appreciated the most versus the U.S. dollar. The performance of gold versus fiat currencies reflects the fact that central banks globally are devaluing their currencies by printing currency and sovereign debt in increasing quantity. The rise versus the dollar also reflects the expectation that the Fed and the Treasury might be printing even more currency and Treasury debt at some point in the next 6 to 12 months. And all of this is despite the posturing by the Fed about reducing the size of its balance sheet, which is nothing more than scripted rhetoric. Reducing the size of our balance sheet. That would be asking Rosie O'Donnell to reduce the size of her girth or her mouth. It ain't going to happen. Then there's something we call margin debt. Margin debt is at record high. At $551 billion, it is double the amount of margin debt outstanding at the peak of the tech bubble in 2000. It's 45% greater than the amount of margin debt outstanding at the peak of the 2007 bubble. But it's different this time, right? Well, stock investors, and here we go, house flippers in this country, they now make investment decisions based on the premise that no matter what fundamental development or new event occurs, the market will always go up. It's different this time. Yeah, sure. The markets are particularly dangerous today. The concept of risk has been completely removed from investment equation. They're not even talking about it. This is one of the few places you can tune in and hear discussion about these issues. Am I here to scare the pants off of you? No. I'm here to get you to think for yourselves. It's the only way you're going to take yourself and your own family back and be able to properly prepare. Whether you do something with us or not is not the issue. But I hope you will, because I'm here to teach. I'm here to guide. I'm here to dangle just enough carrots here for you to understand that everything we're hearing on, even from Maria Bartolomo, still isn't everything we need to hear. Come on, ladies. You go to the markets. You do the grocery shopping. I am appalled at the prices that I'm seeing going on out there. I keep hearing about this massive inventory of used cars that's out there, and the used car dealers are having to drop their drawers. I'm not seeing that out where I live. I there's a car dealership that I've done a lot of business with over the years. I'm not buying anything right now. And I'm appalled at the number of cars used. It's strictly a used car lot. And Hector has been an amazingly good friend. He's been good people to deal business with. The number of $40,000 and $50,000 and $60,000 used cars that he's got on that lot is shocking. This is the West Valley of Phoenix. This ain't the epicenter of where the dinero is, I'll tell you that. No, this is the epicenter of, well, you remember the woman calling in toward the end of the last hour, talking about all the hell she went through trying to Western Union some money to her son? But I guarantee you, if she'd have been one of those questionable illegal aliens, they wouldn't have bothered asking her. They'd have gladly taken her money and shot it down in Mexico City or Chihuahua or anywhere else. Mexico's greatest export is also their greatest import. The money, the dinero that the illegals up here send back down there. Risk. Economic law tells us that increasing the supply of good without corresponding increase in demand for that good results in a falling price. Then why interest rates are still that close to zero? The Fed, the government, have increased the supply of currency through printing and issuing credit. Investors, in turn, are taking that near zero cost of currency and credit and throwing it recklessly into all assets. A lot of it into stocks, a lot of it into homes. A lot of it into very expensive cars. But currently, today, anyone who puts their money into stock and bond and housing markets in search of making big money is doing nothing other than gambling recklessly on the certainty of the outcome of two highly interrelated events. First, the willingness of the central banks to continue pushing the price of assets higher with printed money. And secondly, the continued participation of investors who are willing to pay more than the previous investor to make the same bet. I remember there was a comment during the last hour about Vegas. Let me tell you something. You're sitting there at a giant casino table game. Roulette. Craps. You ever played a game called Crap Out? It's a very interesting game. The closer we get to the end, the more risk that people will take. And it will come back to bite us in the rear end. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. On the other side of the break, we will pick up where we left off.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, welcome back.
Second set tonight. I want to just simply conclude this thing we've been talking about by sharing this with you. One would have to be brain dead to not acknowledge that global central bank money printing has caused the current everything asset bubble. But it's a fear of missing out that has driven investors to pile blindly into stocks with zero regard for fundamental value. Much could be said, I believe, with the whole Bitcoin situation as well. But pension funds, according to someone I know who works at a pension fund, have pushed equity allocations to the limit. If the central banks simply stop printing money and do not shrink their balance sheets, who's going to be left to buy stocks when the selling begins? If they do shrink their balance sheets, the central banks will start the selling, as they have to sell their holdings in order to shrink their balance sheets. Those are some things to think about, and you should. Now, I know that each week I've spent a little bit of time talking about Bitcoin, and I know a large percentage is based upon, in some respects, my personal belief. I still believe the banks are behind it. I think this is a march toward a cashless society. But there's always some who are going to do exceptionally well. Since the birth of Bitcoin, there's been one question, however, that has repeatedly grabbed headlines and led debates all over the world. Will Bitcoin replace gold? Even Goldman Sachs says, gold is a better store of value than Bitcoin. Excuse me. Goldman Sachs states that gold will continue to perform well thanks to uncertainty in wealth demand. Bitcoin's volatility continues to impact its role as money. Gold up 12% in 2017. Bitcoin is up over 600%. But Bitcoin is six times more volatile than gold. But let me say this. I'm not knocking the people that have done this Bitcoin thing wisely. Larry called me a month and a half ago and said, Jeff, don't rag on it. You know, my son put $10,000 in. He's sitting on $80,000, $90,000, whatever the case may be. But the problem is, the longer the stories go on, the more people are going to jump in late in the game. Or will there be no end to this game? I still have major concerns about crypto-type currencies. Even though it's doing well. It's doing very well. But for how long? When you've got even Goldman Sachs, and you know my opinion of those people, I've for years referred to them as Goldman Sucks. In a research note that they issued entitled Fear and Wealth, they have concluded that gold is better than Bitcoin. When you examine gold and Bitcoin against the key characteristics of money, the report concludes that, quote, precious metals remain a relevant asset class in modern portfolios despite their lack of yield. Gold has historic value. Bitcoin has none. Gold has been around as long as mankind has been around, and obviously much longer than that. But you see, you and I do not look at gold or gold and silver or platinum or whatever. We don't look at them as the normal type of Wall Street investor. We don't look at putting $1,000 in and hoping to God we're going to be able to cash out at $6,000. I mean, there have been some people that have been able to do that with Bitcoin. The question is, I fear they get greedy and they won't liquidate at $6,000. They're going to wait for $7,000 and $8,000 and $10,000. Doesn't matter what it goes to. You take some of your profits. But I don't part with my gold and silver because I didn't buy it planning on making money with it. I bought gold and silver to keep my money so that I've got it in the end when it's needed. Those are the only reasons you should be buying gold and silver. Goldman Sachs states that gold wins out over cryptocurrencies in a majority of the key characteristics of money. The first record of gold being used as money is from around 700 BC when the Lydians combined it with silver to form what they called electrum coins. Bitcoin's role as money is one being still established. Many of the problems it faces are down to infrastructure and price volatility. Goldman Sachs addressed the main characteristics that make a medium of exchange and found gold to outperform Bitcoin. Durability. Portability. Yes, transferring bullion can be expensive given its weight. Need for a high level of security. High import taxes in some countries like India. In contrast, it is faster and cheaper to move Bitcoins. While both gold and Bitcoin require expertise for correct long-term storage, gold wins because cryptocurrencies are vulnerable to hacking through online wallets of the user's computer or smartphone. They're subject to regulatory risk, and we're reading more and more about governments sticking their nose into it. They want to know who's profiting. They want their piece of the pie. There's a limited supply of gold and other precious metals in the Earth's crust, whereas in the case of cryptocurrencies, it is easy to create alternatives, meaning there is effectively no control over supply at a macroeconomic level, no intrinsic value due to rarity. Gold is better at holding its purchasing power, according to Goldman Sachs. has much lower daily volatility. Bitcoin dollar volatility has averaged 7 times that of gold in 2017 alone. That's pretty interesting. It's an interesting way to look at it. That, to me, is the simple side of it. Yes, we can start comparing the size of gold bars and the coins relative to value and how do you transport them. Look, I've shared this story more times than I would like, but it is the perfect story to share. And I'm going to do it again because maybe this is the one that drives it home for you. I have two stories to tell about Hurricane Katrina. One is a very pleasant one. One is a very unpleasant one. So we'll get the unpleasant one out of the way first. When they evacuated New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina, a whole bunch of people done got put on buses and shipped all over the country. Unfortunately, many of those who were shipped were what I would refer to as undesirables. Far too many have wound up in the West Valley of Phoenix, Arizona. That's the bad news. The good news is my clients who'd acquired both gold and silver also had to evacuate. And my client and his wife and their two children were able to go to Atlanta and live with her sister and their family for a while. And it was a good number of months. Thank God they bought more than just silver, because number one, they had 1,000-ounce and 100-ounce silver bars. But he also had a good amount of gold. And he was able to put that gold in his suitcase, in his pockets, etc., and leave with his family. So wherever they would land, they had the ability to survive, to turn it back into cash. Government could pull the plug on Bitcoin at any time they damn well please, and don't think that it hasn't happened. There was one or two states here we talked about several months ago that all of a sudden people had no access to their Bitcoin. Whoever the account was that set it up, people's funds were locked up. They could not gain access to it. They could not even move the account to another state. Now, maybe there was some funky business going on there. Maybe the government decided people were making too much money and they wanted to make sure that they had a good way of taxing them. I'm not saying don't do Bitcoin, but get with somebody who's an expert in it. Only put a percentage of your money into it. Don't go stupidly haywire. I mean, I will tell you the same thing about gold and silver. Only put so much into it. Don't go stupidly haywire. Don't talk to me about gold at $1,200, $1,300 an ounce and you believe it's going to do what Jim Rickard says and go to $5,000 and $10,000 an ounce. If it gets to that level, economically, the whole world is in real deep trouble. And that's all the more reason you're going to want to hang on to that gold and or the silver. Think about those things. Did I talk to you about the fact that both Russia and China are in a mad tear to stockpile as much gold bullion as they possibly can? They're literally in a battle to see who can stockpile the most. Time's going to probably prevent us from getting into that today. But who knows? Who knows? We'll see. Let's take a few minutes. I've worked on a number of things over the last few weeks. And several weeks ago, we came on the air, and we had a marvelous offering on BU Peace Dollars, Brilliant Uncirculated Peace Dollars. We did extremely well. We put a lot of those out. They went out at $490 a roll, and it was a flat $20 per order shipping. Those we were able to come across some more. Those are still available. But take a look at the Brilliant Uncirculated. Look at the difference in cost to drop down to an almost uncirculated. These would be, if you understand the grading of coins, all coins that have ever been minted would grade between 0 and 70. Brilliant Uncirculated and Proof typically fall into the 60 to 70 category. That's the top end of the line. When you fall into the AU category, you generally range between 50 and 59. The savings can be quite good. I do have access to some about uncirculated peace dollars. And some of them may, in fact, be. They may have a few more bag marks on them, etc. I've had an interesting number of people calling about pre-1965 real U.S. dollars for a lot of reasons. And I had a lengthy discussion with several gentlemen this morning. $430 a roll. And those are available, and you can call us and reserve those. Keep in mind, every transaction we do here is going to benefit RBN. It's also going to benefit you because it's going to put some goods into your hands. Legal, lawful tender at one point in time in our history. We can save you $60 a roll over the BUs by picking up the peace dollars. So either way, you can call us after the program tonight, tomorrow, at area code 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778. Look, I love these. I love peace dollars. I love Morgans. I love the size. I love the heft. I love the historical aspect, something that we will probably never, ever see again in our lives, but it is a excellent store of value. It is a way to be able to have something we can barter and trade with later. Obviously, if you are so inclined, we can also take a look at 1 ounce silver eagles. We can take a look at 1 ounce 999 fine rounds. And next week, I'm going to spend some time educating you to the differences between an eagle, a maple leaf, 1 ounce bullion round, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to talk about that in depth, maybe Thursday. There's another interesting thing, because I've had more and more requests. People have picked up some silver. They want to begin looking at some gold. One of the options, not the only option, are amongst my favorites. And they're amongst my favorites because on a worldwide basis, they are the most recognizable small gold coin anywhere in the world. I don't care if you go to Africa. You can go to Russia. You can go to... You know, look, all of our life we heard the saying that the sun never sets on the British Empire. Do you know what that meant? That no matter where the sun shone at any point in time of the day, it always shone over something that was a British protectorate, a British colony, whatever the case may happen to be. You can go to, you know, many years ago, India and Pakistan were one country. They had their difficulties. They decided to split the sheets and go in separate directions. And yet both of those, the people in both of those nations fully understand and know exactly what a British sovereign is. Canada's, Australia, the Falklands, certainly not everybody who lives in this country was born here. The Russians know what a sovereign is. Members of the U.S. Air Force know what a sovereign is because it's part of their survival pack, even to this day. Although the U.S. Air Force now also carries American Gold Eagles. So there's not a corner in the world you can't go to that a British sovereign is not a recognizable entity. And it's still one of my favorites. I did a comp for a guy yesterday. We took a look at quarter-ounce eagles versus the nearly quarter-ounce British sovereign. And the interesting thing is, by doing the numbers I did for that particular client, he had exactly X number of dollars to spend. He had $3,000 he wanted to put into gold. And the numbers came out so interesting because on the surface, a gold eagle is more expensive. And in fact, it is, to the point that we wound up getting the sovereigns because for the same money, he actually wound up getting 1/10 of an ounce more in gold content by taking the sovereigns than he would have gotten if he'd taken the gold eagles. The gold eagles are more pure, but he was able to get two additional British sovereigns for the same money as it would have cost him for the gold American Eagles. And this worked out beautifully. He said, no, I'll take the sovereigns. I like the fact that they're older, they're historical, there's no reporting on them, et cetera, et cetera, when you buy or when you sell. So we can do the same kind of thing here. We can do the very same kind of thing here. Sovereigns, a four-pack of British sovereigns tonight will cost you $1,300. Okay, you want to pick up two packs, three packs, whatever the case may be, doesn't matter. The cost of your shipping is still going to be a flat $20. So if you wanted to mix some of the silver dollars with some of the gold, they're all coming from the same supplier, it's a flat $20 shipping fee. So I want you to keep all this in mind. There are many of the things we can do with gold. We can talk Eagles. We can talk Maple Leafs. We can talk privately minted bullion gold pieces if you wish to do that. These are some of the areas that I continue to concentrate on for myself. I love sovereigns. They've always found them to be one of the most amazing buys. It's not as easy to get brilliant uncirculated sovereigns anymore today, and these are not. These have been circulated, but they're not all worn out and beat to death. Okay? Hey, Michael. Ooh, man, got to do this. I'm going to ask him if we could take a quick break. When we come back, I'll finish up a couple things. Got an interesting little story to tell you, and I'll review this special offering. When I say I need it, I mean I need it now. Thank you. Stick tight. Back in just a couple minutes.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Baby, I'm the tax man. Oh, yeah. You know, it's interesting. Well, and I apologize because I rarely take that break, but, man, I'll tell you what, I done had to hit me to library real bad. Some of the comments, when articles are posted, I find things that are quite fantastic. This is one of the best comments that I've ever read, and I want to share it with you, and I want you to listen carefully. When this talks about the battle going on between Russia and China doing everything they can to, in effect, buy up as much gold as they can. I don't think there's a competition thing, because I believe wholeheartedly that China is going to become the second largest economy in the world. But let me read this to you. Russia is smart, backing up their currency with gold. The Rothschild Rockefeller Bilderberg Group and their legitimate child Israel own the Federal Reserve Bank, a for-profit private company which is the central bank of America, the world's super bully. All the central banks of the planet are either owned or controlled by this gang of thugs. Russia and China are working hard to get away from this casino finance. To quote former President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner of Argentina, who now faces corruption charges, by the way, Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, JFK were all murdered for defying the Rothschild et al. Group. Hooray Russia, hooray China. In the U.S. dollar, it reads Federal Reserve note and the euro, all printed without backing from thin air. Alternatively, repeal the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. Do not let one religion dominate money, banking, Hollywood, and the mainstream media. People, wake up and get educated. That is one of the smartest, harshest comments that I've ever read on it, and it's a darn good one. Some things to think about. So please, as we stated at the outset of this country, it's time to take your own life back. Stop turning it over into the hands of your doctor, your banker, your stockbroker, or whomever. Okay? You've got to take control. You've got to do it economically. You've got to do it with your health. You've got to do it with any other potential preparation type devices, food, medicine, bandages, clothing for both cold and warm winter, et cetera, et cetera. Stop relying on everybody else. Don't wait for the government to say, we got no more money to help you. Be prepared to help yourself. That's what you've got to do. Take advantages of some of these offers we've put out to you tonight. The peace dollar is in either BU or AU condition. $490 versus $430 a roll. The British sovereigns, it's one of the best buys you can make because of the overall privacy issue as relates to gold. They're $1,300 for a package of four, because all of this stuff is coming from the same shipper, the same supplier. It is a flat $20 shipping per order. You can mix and match. If you tell me, Jeff, I can't afford four sovereigns, I'll take two and I want a roll of the silver as well, I'll do that for you. I will work for you. And you know what? All of this benefits Republic Broadcasting Network. All of this benefits you. And yeah, I make a couple of shekels off of it too. That's what it's about. Y'all work together in this one. Hey, thanks for being with us. Much more coming up on RBN for the night. I'll see you Thursday. Give us a call now. 623-327-1778. I'm standing by. I'm the cat you're going to get. Have a good evening.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.